This is Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omni Radio News at 11. I am Romeo Togba. Good morning. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has called on women in Africa to continue to take bold steps with determination and self-confidence if they are to expand against me in various spheres of leadership. The Liberian leader on Tuesday made a call at the launch of the Gender Development Initiative in Africa, GADI, in the Ghanaian capital, Accra. The president said there have been numerous strides in women empowerment over the past decades, but cautioned that more must be done to achieve gender parity in political and economic leadership. She said although women should partner with men in promoting women to ascend in all spheres of leadership, the core responsibility rests with the women themselves. Also speaking, the Ghanaian president, Nana Akufo-Addo, noted progress made in gender parity in leadership, but urged for more practical measures to be taken. The European Union has congratulated the people of Liberia and political parties for the commitment shown through the peaceful conduct of elections so far, stressing the importance of a smooth democratic transition for Liberia's stability and economic growth. As close partners of Liberia, the European Union and its member states said they continue to follow the 2017 elections with high interest. The EU is encouraging all concerned to work constructively in good faith to conclude the current complaints process in accordance with the constitutional timelines without unnecessary delay. The European Union said it is looking forward to continue cooperation with Liberia's new president and government. Montserrat County Superintendent has praised the religious community of Liberia for solidarity in its quest to find lasting peace and security in the country. Madam Florence Brandy was speaking at a dinner marking the close of activities of the 46th anniversary of the Fifth Healing Temple of Jesus Christ Church. Madam Brandy said there is always strength in unity. Meanwhile, the president of the church's prayer cycle says she is of the strongest conviction that God would not give Liberia more than what it can bear. Reverend Ruth Banner said the next president of Liberia would steer the affairs of the country aimed at lasting peace in this nation. The Ministry of Health is undertaking a medical financing training for employees of major health facilities in four counties. The initiative has been supported by the World Bank. The manager for performance financing at the Ministry of Health told Omni Radio that the goal is to ensure proper management of funds for healthcare delivery. Vera Musa said those being trained are managers, doctors, clinicians, and other hospital staff in Bank, Nimba, Lofa, and Sino counties. According to Madam Musa, this is a pilot project being rolled out at the Jackson Doe Hospital in Nimba County, the Talawoyan in Lofa, the J.F. Grant in Sano County, as well as the Phoebe and C.B. Domba Hospitals in Bon County. The news is coming to you from Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The military has seized control in Zimbabwe, but said that President Robert Mugabe, in power since 1980, is safe. After seizing state television, an army spokesman announced it was targeting people close to Mr. Mugabe who had caused social and economic suffering. The move came after Mr. Mugabe sacked his deputy, Emmerson Mnangagwa, in favor of his wife, Grace. Heavy gun and artillery fire could be heard in the northern parts of the capital, Harare, early on Wednesday. A statement read out by a general on air denied it was a coup. There has been no immediate war from the president himself. And a report by Human Rights Watch says Tanzania women working as maids in Oman and the United Arab Emirates have been subjected to rape, torture, and poor pay by their employers. More than 50 women interviewed during the research said they had their passports confiscated by their employers and were made to work 15 to 21 hours a day. Figures disputed by the Omani Labour Ministry. Around 2 in 5 reported physical abuse, the same proportion they were sexually harassed or assaulted. The Tanzanian government has not commented on the findings that allege that the East African nation embassies did little to assist those who had sought for help. That's the Army Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIO, you can log on to www.omio.org, facebook.com/omio2003, or twitter/omio news. I'm Romeo Togba. Good morning.